Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's talk about all the big stories of the morning. There was some breaking news here just a little bit ago that former Vice President Dick Cheney has sadly passed away. Served two terms as VP under former President George W. Bush, including during the September 11th terror attacks. He did pass away overnight due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. He had a lot of heart problems all throughout his life.
He
did. I think he had five heart attacks, I want to say.
Holy moly.
I'd have to look that up. But
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he had a lot of heart problems. But he made it to 84 years old, married to his wife for 61 years, surrounded by family, his daughters, and his wife when he passed away last night. So it's very sad.
Yeah.
It's very sad, you know. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, it's sad to see somebody so well-known pass away.
Yeah.
I think he even had a heart transplant, if I recall.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, dude had some heart issues.
He was the one who was hunting, right? That was
Cheney.
Oh,
he shot the guy in the face, right?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
They were hunting, or pheasant hunting.
Pheasant hunting, yeah. And there
I thought
it
was a bird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there is that, too.
That's a little mark.
May he rest.
A little scar.
May he rest.
Way to bring that up, Katie.
That's what I remember him for.
He lived such a great life, you know, two terms vice president.
He shot somebody in the face, didn't he?
Okay.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Jonathan Bailey, what do we know about this guy?
Okay, so everyone is talking about him being in Wicked, and I was like, he looks so familiar, though, and I don't know him from there. He's in Bridgerton.
He's Lord Anthony Bridgerton.
Anthony Bridgerton, and he is just, like, so sexy. So I like this one. Usually I'm not down with the people's sexiest man. Like, I'm always like, really? We didn't look over here or over here. But I feel like right on the money with this one. They did a good job.
I don't know anything about him. Jurassic World, too, isn't he?
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he was in Jurassic World Rebirth.
Yeah.
So
he was good in that.
So says our copy here.
Yeah. I know him mostly from Bridgerton. And that's one of those series, too, where it's like, I was sad that it ended. Like, I need more Bridgerton in my life. And he's part of that.
Yeah,
it's such a good series. So, yeah, I like him a lot. I like all the music that they turn into.
Is that what it is?
Good old-fashioned hits. Right?
Like, good old-fashioned hits?
Yeah, because they change the music in that show.
A lot of harp.
They take pop
hits.
Oh,
is that what they do?
Like, they'll take that Billie Eilish song that you just heard here,
Well, now I'm definitely not going to watch it.
Into a beautiful tune. Like,
really?
It's fascinating what they do with music on that show. So
I don't know anything about this guy, but he looks fine.
He looks great.
Get ready for the entire day for media people, radio people, TV people to be slapping their face on somebody else's body and putting them on Facebook.
Yeah.
I guess they missed me.
Oh, good. Well, I would like to point out, none of those other radio shows can say that one of their hosts looks like the sexiest man alive.
You don't look. You've got more facial hair.
Not me. Josh looks like
you
him.
You think?
Yes. He pointed.
I don't see it.
He said that someone told him that, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you do look
That's
like him.
That's the one dude that I've been comped ever since Bridgerton probably came out. I've never seen it, but they were like, you look like that dude.
And yes,
I had no idea who he was until
Bridgerton.
I watched.
Jonathan, what's his last name?
Jonathan Bailey.
Yes.
But I saw him in Jurassic World, and there was one scene where I was like, okay, that actually kind of does. That was weird.
It looks like Josh. Right?
I can kind of see
it. Yes, it looks like Josh.
I mean, I'll take it. I'm not going to say no.
I know,
now that he just got voted that, I'll take it. But no, he's a great
he's
actor.
He's taller than you, though.
Oh, he didn't
Is he?
Yeah, he's 5'11".
Is he 5'11"?
Oh, he's got an inch and a half on me. Who cares?
6 inches.
I don't. 6 inches.
But yeah. There you go.
Share with the jokes from up top.
There we go.
There you go. From up top.
From up top. There it is.
Oxygen's hard. That one. Breathe up here.
How's the weather up there?
No oxygen. Let's see. Amazon can feed your family for Thanksgiving this year. A family of five for just $25.
What?
Not too shabby, Katie.
Wow. What kind of turkey are you getting, though?
An 8-pound frozen butterball.
Oh, an actual turkey.
I mean, for a single lady, you could get this for $25.
You just have to
eat on it for a week.
You have to be careful because sometimes it'll come packaged and it'll just say turkey parts. So that's what I was wondering.
No, this doesn't say turkey parts.
It's an actual turkey.
I think so.
Okay, good.
8-pound frozen butterball.
Well, that's a good, you know, that's a
You're
step
a frozen
up.
Butterball. The deal is available to order from November 12th, so coming up, through Thanksgiving Day. So boy, you might want to plan a little bit better if you're ordering this on
Amazon same day delivery. Huh. Does it come cooked?
So it comes with the turkey, crescent rolls, a slew of pre-made sides, including stuffing, taters, green bean casserole, cranberry relish. And some pies.
What? For $25?
Not too shabby.
This is insane.
These prices are unheard of.
I can't believe it.
Can you pick your pie or is it pre-pie?
Let me see.
Pre-pie.
Here.
Pre-pie.
Your choice of holiday pie.
Okay. Just holiday pie?
Pecan, pumpkin, or sweet potatoes.
Oh.
Sweet potatoes.
Give me the pumpkin all day. I like pecan
pumpkin too.
I
do pumpkin. Walmart's going to do something similar, a $40 meal kit that feeds 10.
Dang, what are they doing? This is cheap turkey.
How big is this turkey?
I like this.
Oh, here it is. A 13.5-pound butterball.
Dude.
Bro.
And again, not turkey parts.
Good for them.
The
that's
whole
nice.
Turkey.
I guess it's a whole turkey, Katie.
I love this.
I guess it is.
Well, and that's good for Walmart because we know those people own the Broncos, and that's really nice of them to do that.
It is.
That's great.
Would you look at
I'm
that?
So thankful. Go Broncos.
So thankful. It is the time. It's the season of thankfulness, Katie. Good for you.
And then there's this story this morning talking about the Wheel of Fortune. So much for Ryan Seacrest being the safe choice. This group called 1 Million Moms. Boy, they sound fun.
Oh, boy. Oh, 1 Million Karens.
Yeah. Their Stanley Cups and their Louis Vuitton hip packs.
Short haircuts.
launching a petition urging the producers to return the show to its family-friendly roots. Why? Because earlier this year, they started using the phrase, what the fun? They say it's insinuating profanity. It's no longer suitable for family viewing.
Oh,
what the fun?
Okay. I'm really... That's what we're going
to... Talk to the 1 million moms in their Stanley Cups, Katie.
Oh, my gosh.
Like
no
those people
more.
Haven't said the fun
what
word?
The fun?
I know.
That's very similar to our consultant who wanted us to rename the radio station Mix Fun 100.
Oh, gosh. I know. Got to be careful with that word. You're right.
So I took him to the tallest stairs I could find, and I shoved him down them.
And you were like, that's so fun.
It's so fun.
It's
fun 100. Oof. Do we have any sports stuff?
We do. This is a pretty funny story, actually. Shaq, he's reporting a stolen vehicle. He has a custom-made Range Rover for someone that is 7'1". It fits just him. And it was stolen, and no one can find it anyway, which, by the way, it's a huge Range Rover, so we're not sure where it is. But it's kind of a thing that happened earlier this year where he was having it delivered to his house, and the delivery company all of a sudden just lost it.
Yeah,
and I think it's the funniest thing ever. If you are someone who is trying to steal a car that is custom fit for 7'1", and you get in there... I couldn't steal it.
No,
I wouldn't
be able to
be able to reach the pedals. I
You'd
wouldn't
have
be
to
able
have
to.
Now who's talking about his
sticks.
Height?
He is 7'1", brother.
You wouldn't be able to drive it either.
I would be just fine.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. And I think that's the funniest thing ever. You get in the car all ready to steal it, and you're like,
hey,
I can't go anywhere.
Hey, I need a cane.
I can't get in there. So if anybody knows where this 7'1" car is, it's a black Range, be on the lookout, because there is a $10,000 reward for you.
There we go. Shaq-alicious. Okay, get ready to laugh, right? Because Jim Gaffigan just announced more shows to his latest tour.
I like him.
I love
him.
He's
the Hot Pocket joke guy, right?
The Hot Pocket guy. I think that's part of it, though. His voice and his delivery for how he just, like, it's so unexpected, right?
Like, it is, but the shtick gets a little old, too, like, through this whole thing where he's like, talking like he's an audience member.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck is he talking about?
Yeah.
And then he goes into his joke. It's cute.
I think he's got a pretty good balance of it. Yeah, especially the whole stand-up. I think that he does a really good job. So he's bringing it to Denver, Paramount Theater, January 24th of next year, if you're looking to get tickets to it. He just, like, in every show that he's in, and even just, like, his stand-up specials, he makes me laugh. So I dig him.
He's good. I like
him. Well, then you should go see him.
I'm going to go see him.
He wants to go see
I'm going to go
he
see
He wants
it.
To laugh.
You know what else we can do?
Tell me now.
Cut down our own Christmas tree.
Murder a tree?
I've always wanted to do this.
You love trees.
Well, I've always wanted to go up into the high country with a lumberjack and have him cut down a tree for me.
Like, it's very romantic.
It is. And like
let's go kill nature.
Of every Hallmark movie, like that's where it starts, is you go into the forest with a lumberjack.
and then you chop down the tree, and he takes you right there in a snowbank.
Oh, he takes, like, cold. Ah! Okay.
Chilly.
So they're going to
be. You
get
little needles poking you in the butt.
Yes, yeah. They're going to be. That's how it works, though.
It is.
When you, you know.
You roll around.
When you embrace nature
lumberjack.
You just get used to the pine
cones. What would your lumberjack's name be?
Harry.
Harry the lumberjack?
Harry the lumberjack.
Why Harry?
Why? Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Harry's not good.
It's not good.
Oh.
Holden. How about Holden
Holden's
the
good.
Lumberjack?
No, okay. It should have been like Thor the lumberjack or something.
No, because then you think of the comic book guy.
I know, exactly. I think Holden.
Harry?
Holden, hold me.
Holden
right?
the lumberjack.
Yes, Holden.
Holden Lumber.
Holden.
Names.
Holden Wood.
Holden Wood? Yes, yes. Mr. Chop. That's what I'll call him.
Holden Chop.
Hey, guys,
I like
Holden,
Holden
Wood. Holden I like his business
Wood.
Name, Holden Wood.
Okay. Well, there we go. Now we've, you know, got my lumberjack all figured out.
I need
out.
A tree. I better call Holden Wood.
Mr.
Yeah, well,
Wood.
Now, again, Golden Gate Canyon State Park offering limited number of permits. So Holden and I can go up there and, you know, chop down a
Say
Christmas
full name.
Tree.
Yeah.
Holden Wood, $35 a tree. Do you know what you have to bring? So they actually put out a list of the
Some
things.
Some Kleenex
you
so
should
you can
bring.
Cry after you murder a tree.
Oh, why?
Why do you care? It's
I
a
know.
Tree.
Like,
why?
You
That's
print
life.
Off. You print off about
life.
11 trees
you
a day.
Kill 12
no,
trees
I don't.
Daily.
This paper is recycled paper.
Oh, totally.
This is all recycled paper.
We can't call him out. He can talk about
this
it.
This is from
people trees.
Shredding machines. They recycle
yes.
and make new paper.
Okay. All
I right. never started
a
as
majestic
a tree.
Tree that has taken years and years from a little sprout out of the ground to grow and no. enjoy life.
Decades, actually.
What it was made for.
Wood comes Decades. And chops it down, and you put tinsel on it.
We're going to get
do.
An email from a million moms.
I know. You'd be nice, but you do need
murder,
handsaw, and an axe, and winter clothing, and sunscreen, and sunglasses. I'm sure you know what you need to go get a tree in the mountains, right? I don't need to list off all this.
Have you guys
stuff.
Never
do,
done that?
I do, but I stay at
no,
home.
No, I want to.
Why would I do that? It's
I
murder.
I want to. I
oh, that's
like,
fun.
We when I lived over oh. in Grand Junction, it was a
yeah,
big thing. Like
huge
people
thing.
Wanted those permits, and it was like a lottery system.
You don't care
and
about the earth.
Every
That's cool.
year, I was so sad that I didn't get to go murder a tree. Like,
I bet
every
you,
year.
When you're done eating your Chick-fil-A in your car, you roll your window down and just throw your trash out the window, too.
I would never.
Katie.
I would never.
Yeah, you do.
I would never
yeah,
do
you,
that.
She probably does.
You know I put it in my car. Come
yeah,
on.
Actually,
you
check
know
the back
this.
Seat.
You know that, actually. Okay. How about one more?
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm a little sad.
Are
right
you?
Now.
Do you want to just cry over trees now? You big tree hugger over there? You gonna get all sappy
yeah.
on us?
Sappy.
Oh! Okay, one more.
What's lumber see... sexual?
Uh oh.
Our
is
girl Katie needs
sexual?
To follow lumber sexual on the soch.
Okay. Oh,
says a random text message.
Not at
yes.
work, Katie.
Look it up
That's
really quick.
The best
Type in
advice.
Lumber sexual.
The best advice I've gotten today.
How many women are texting it or
lumber
looking up lumber sexual?
Sexual.
Right now?
Everybody get to the Google. Let's see.
I'm not going to do it on mine.
Okay, there's a meaning. Let's see. Lumber oh. sexual meaning is.
Well, don't read it out loud. It might be naughty.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
A young urban man who cultivates an appearance and style of dress. Oh.
Or undress.
Ah. I like
what
lumber
is that?
Sexual. In the lease
Don't
and
pull
everything.
Out the camera.
Okay. Okay. Rugged outdoor lifestyle is lumber sexual. Okay. This has been my dream man for years. Chopping wood in the backyard, shirt off, bandana on, plaid everywhere. Like, this has been my dream
You're
man
into it.
For years. I love that there's a term for it. Lumber
Thank you.
Sexual.
Nobody didn't put their name on it. Thank you, random texter.
Thank you.
The Katie, yeah. I'm not. It's not a thank you for me. It's a thank you for
going to be
me.
On our couch for 14 more hours
Thank you very
today.
Much. I know. Yeah, and then I just went back to my couch. I don't know what happened.
Oh, boy.
All right.
We saw her with a bandana, and there's plaid everywhere. I don't know what happened.
Oh, lumber. Holden.
Holden.
Oh, this person says you got to look it up on the Insta.
On
I'm
the
not
Insta.
Doing that.
I
pretty much
am.
Know what I'm going to find there.
Logan the Log.
And then, guess what? It's going to be all over my ads and everything now is going to be lumberjacks.
Oh, my gosh. Why didn't I do this sooner?
Jeez.